Good evening. I'd like to welcome everyone to this evening's Mesa City Council meeting for Monday, May 17th, 2010. I'm Mayor Scott Smith, and as always, it's an honor and privilege for me to serve as mayor and to conduct this meeting. We'll begin tonight's meeting with an invocation by Vice Mayor Kyle Jones, and then we'll be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by Councilmember Dave Richens. Would you please stand for the invocation and the pledge?
Our Father in heaven, as we meet together this evening in the capacity of a city council meeting, we pray that thou wilt join with us, that as we address issues pertaining to our city and make decisions, may we do so with thy guidance. We are truly grateful for this land in which we live, and we express gratitude to those who have made possible the freedoms that we enjoy. May we do our part to help to maintain those freedoms and to make this place the wonderful place that it can be to raise our families and to live our lives. Again, we thank thee so much and pray for thy guidance, and do so in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated. For the past 25-plus years, the city of Mesa and the community of Mesa has had the privilege of having a program called Mesa Leadership Training and Development, which has done a great job of introducing a lot of our residents to the inner workings of our community, including city government. This is a class that goes through almost a year I don't want to call it training because it's really not training, just of different programs. They visit different agencies. They visit different departments in the city. They learn. They do projects. And they work together. And these are hopefully the leaders not only of the future, but those that will help better our community. And my privilege to go through this Mesa LTD many years ago. Don't want to say how many, but I can still remember it, barely. But tonight, we have Sophia Tesh and Kay Henry from the Mesa LTD, and you had a fundraiser recently as part of your class projects, and I understand you've got something to give us a report and a presentation.
Well, Mayor Smith and City Council members, we're very, very pleased to be here and honored. I am Kay Henry. I'm the current chair of Mesa Leadership. I'll be leaving my office at the end of this month, and this is Sophia Tesh, and she is the catalyst for this project. Every June, we started having retreats every June, and last June, we came up with three goals, and one of the goals suggested by Sophia was that we have a fundraiser for the ABC program, a Better Community program in Mesa. And the reason she knew about that they really needed money is that she's on their board as chair of the Human Services Advisory Board. So Sophia came up with the idea. We jumped on it. We had never done this before. And as far as I know, Mesa Leadership had never put a fundraiser on before. And so we had a lot of fun doing it. But we also have some folks here in the audience that I'd like them to stand up that were part of our team. And
Ladies, please stand. And
one of the reasons we did this project was to bring the alumni back to the fold, and we did. We had a lot of alumni helping us. Thank you. You can sit down, ladies. And this was only a small portion of the people that helped us. Anyway, we had this wonderful fundraiser last April 8th, and the majority of you did attend, and Mayor, you said a few words, and we were hoping, we had fingers crossed, that we would raise some money, and thankfully and luckily, and we're so pleased to tell you tonight that yes, we did raise some money for the ABC program. So we'd like to present, and we've done this already to Dennis Cavanaugh at our graduation last week, but we have a special check here, if you want to raise it up so everybody can see, for $3,300 made out from the Mesa Chamber Business and Education Foundation. And since you can't take that to the bank, I have brought you the real check. So anyway, we are so happy and honored that we put this project on, that it was successful, and that we can give some money to the ABC program. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Can you come down there? Thank you very much for the check. Fits right in my pocket in there.
It's to the city of Mesa.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. This way, no. We'll make sure Mr. Brady gets it so it goes into the ABC program. Thank you so very much. The next item we want to cover is one of our city, parts of our city, recently received a very prestigious award. Falcon Field has been part of our city for over 60, going on almost 70 years, and starting out as a training base for primarily British pilots in World War II. And it's been an important part of our community. You know, being a general aviation airport in a ever urbanizing environment is not an easy task. It's very difficult to balance the needs of a city, an aviation community, and neighbors and businesses, and that's always a juggling act. And you're bound to upset probably one or two of those groups at any given time, because it's really hard. We have a group out there that is this does an exceptional job. Recently, we've had a lot of challenges because of some changes in the way Falcon Field has operated, in some of the businesses that operate there. And it's been especially challenging for city staff and the airport management to really work with the different groups to, first of all, open the lines of communication where we can talk, and then hopefully come up with some solutions that will help us coexist, not only coexist, but help the airport to reach its full potential. And that is also a challenge. In doing that, and in other ways that the management has managed the airport, got the attention of a lot around the state, because the efforts are truly exceptional. We have a great staff out there. We have a wonderful gym of an airport operation. I'm a little bit biased because I fly out of Falcon Field, and I will tell you that I've been to airports, general aviation airports around the western U.S., and it's always great to come home to Falcon because it's just a great facility. There are others in the state, as I've said, who believe the same thing. And this year, Falcon Field was awarded by the Arizona Department of Transportation as the Arizona Airport of the Year. So of all the airports in the state, Falcon Field was recognized for its management, for its programs, for its outreach, and for really taking problems that are serious issues and hitting them head on and trying to resolve those issues. The Aeronautics Group used the following criteria to judge the nominations: aviation advocacy and community outreach, we've talked about that, airport management, special events and recognition. Just this last month, we had our second open house, thousands of people coming out to Falconville having a great day, and the many other contributions that the airport has. During the past year or so, there's been a lot of construction of safety and pavement preservation out at Falconville. Most people don't realize, or maybe they do, but if they do, I'd like to reiterate that Falcon Field operation is an enterprise operation. It is self-sustaining. There are no city general funds that go to support Falcon Field. All the funds that are generated on site go to pay for operations, and it is certainly not a drain on our city budget. And the economic activity in the area is significant and is a significant contributor to our community and to our city coffers. I've talked about facilitating the ad hoc task force committee, which was made up of neighbors and businesses and operators and city staff to try and address the issues of overflight, of noise, of other very significant issues. And while we haven't made everybody happy, we haven't solved every problem in the world, the most incredible and important aspect was we got everyone sitting down at the table talking. And this ad hoc group came up with several recommendations to help the airport balance the efforts or balance the needs of all the different groups. And many of those have been already implemented or in the process of being implemented. So hopefully Falcon can go along with it. We talked about the airport open house. And the greatest thing I love is the creating a fun Freddy the Falcon. How come Freddy didn't show up? Oh, we should have thought of that. Freddy the Falcon mascot to promote what we call a fly friendly. The idea is to fly friendly at Falcon. And one of the great things is that Falcon. Oh my gosh, did I sort of mess things up by in introducing Freddy? Okay, Freddy, you need to come on down for the picture here. Okay, notice how quiet Freddy is. Because Freddy is flying friendly right now. So I'd like to invite Corinne Nystrom up here. And Corinne, if you'd bring Jeff and bring your staff and whoever else you want to come on up here and introduce everybody. And introduce Freddy there. Now, the cool thing is that the airport indicator or identifier for Falcon Field is FFZ. And so, of course, Falcon is a FFZ fry.
We're gonna have
fly friendly zone. And Corinne, I'm going to turn it over to you because I've messed this up enough as it is.
Well, thank you very much, Mayor. This is really, truly a privilege for all of us at Falcon Field, and I think for the city to receive this prestigious award from the state. And I would like to thank the council, mayor, and the city council for all of your support of Falcon Field, and I'd like to thank Chris Brady, city manager, as well. And don't want to forget my immediate supervisor, Natalie Lewis, which I think Natalie is out in the
audience.
Natalie's
down there in the audience.
Okay, and also my former supervisor, Jack Friedline, who was great to work with as well. I would like to introduce some of the members of the management team, because without them and without the rest of the staff, this award would not be possible. And so I'd like to introduce Jeff Tripp, who is our airport project supervisor, Rick Welker, who is our financial coordinator, and Jim Law, who could not be here this evening. He is our airport administration supervisor. And of course, we really do appreciate having Freddie make the trip down here this evening to also accept this award. Thank you very much.
Okay, well, we got to go down for a picture here. So congratulations to Falcon Field. We're really proud of this accomplishment, truly deserving. And you know, it's great to have the airport of the year of all the airports in Arizona. And this is just in small airports, all the airports in Arizona. Falcon Field has been recognized as the very best this year. So congratulations and thank you.
Thank you. Where would you like to stand, Mayor?
Oh, you know.
Left about the same time.
Yeah. Okay, the next item on the agenda is the consent agenda. Kevin Christopher will read in the consent agenda.
Good evening. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you'll be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 4A, act on liquor license for NEDCO, one-day event, June 4th, 2010, 270 West Main Street. Item 4B, act on liquor license for 7-Eleven, 411 South Gilbert Road. Item 4C, act on liquor license for Walgreens, 1130 West Southern Avenue. Item 4D, act on liquor license for Contigo Peru Fine Peruvian Cuisine, 1245 West Guadalupe Road. Item 4E, act on liquor license for Fat Willie's Family Sports Grill, 2662 East University Drive, Suite 102. Item 4F, act on liquor license for The Grill on Main, 124 West Main Street. Item 4G, act on liquor license for India Oven, 1315 South Gilbert Road, Suite 102 to 104. Item 4H, act on liquor license for La Cascada Seafood and Mexican Food, 540 West Broadway Road. Item 4I, act on liquor license for Salsitas Mexican Food, 35 North Country Club Drive. Item 5A, act on contract to purchase Siemens and Polycom telephone equipment. Item 5B, act on term contract to purchase automotive hydraulic hose and fittings for fleet services. Item 5C, act on term contract to purchase cationic emulsion polymer for Water Resources Department. Item 5D, act on contract to upgrade Brown Road Water Treatment Plant, funding available in the tentative fiscal year 10-11 Water Bond Capital Program. Item 5E, act on contract for rehabilitation of wastewater crossings under U.S. 60 Freeway, funding available in the tentative fiscal year 10-11 Wastewater Bond Capital Program. Item 5F, act on contract for chilled water pumps, chiller, and boiler replacement. Item 6A, introduction of ordinance to amend various sections of Mesa City Code relating to traffic modifications. Item 6B, introduction of ordinance regarding Z10-06, 945 North Center Street to establish a historic landmark overlay for Fitch Farmhouse. Item 7A, act on resolution approving grant application by Mesa Parks Recreation and Commercial Facilities to Akchin Indian Community for funding off-leash dog facilities at four parks. Item 7B, act on resolution approving grant application by A.T. Still University to Akchin Indian Community for community health watch education. Item 7C, act on resolution approving grant application by A.T. Still University to Gila River Indian Community to support Bridging the Gap program. Item 7D, act on resolution approving grant application by East Valley Adult Resource to Akchin Indian Community to support community outreach services. Item 7E, act on resolution approving grant application by Gene Lewis Boxing Club to Akchin Indian Community for health and wellness programs for youth. Item 7F, act on resolution approving grant application by Southwest Shakespeare Company to Akchin Indian Community for Shakespeare on the Road Tour. Item 7G, act on resolution approving grant application by Mesa Convention and Visitors Bureau to Fort McDowell Yavapai Nation to promote tourism in Mesa and the Yavapai Nation. Item 7H has been deleted. Item 7I, act on resolution to extinguish 1-foot non-access easement, 3548 East Grandview Street, Lot 14. Item 7J, act on resolution granting power distribution easement to SRP, 2100 West 8th Street. Item 7K, act on resolution approving municipal incorporation of Santan Valley, Arizona. Item 7L, act on resolution approving intergovernmental agreement with City of Phoenix to facilitate radio interoperability and ongoing coordination between Topaz Regional Wireless Cooperative and Regional Wireless Cooperative. Item 8A, act on ordinance amending Mesa Tax Code as a result of adopting changes to Model City Tax Code. Item 9, assigned delinquent accounts to collection services for 3-month period ending March 21st, 2010, totaling $726,631. And item 10, adopt a notice of intention to adjust rates, fees, and or services charges for irrigation water, natural gas, reclaimed water, solid waste, wastewater, and water, and establishing June 21st, 2010 as the date for the public hearing. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Kevin. Is there any item that a member of the council would like removed from the consent agenda? Ms. Crocker, are there any requests from the public to remove any items?
No requests, Mayor.
All right. I have a motion by Councilmember Kavanaugh to approve the consent agenda, and a second by Councilmember Summers. Any discussion? Please vote. The vote is 7-0 in the affirmative, and the consent agenda is approved. The next item on the agenda is a public hearing on the proposed annual assessments for the Mesa Town Center Improvement District number 228. Ms. Crocker, are there any requests to speak on this?
No requests, Mayor.
Any questions or comments from the council on this item? There being none, declare the public hearing closed. The next item is item 3B, to take action on the following resolution, which is approving the proposed annual assessments for the Mesa Town Center Improvement District number 228, The recommendation is to not increase the assessments for fiscal year 10-11, meaning that the existing assessments will carry over into the next year. I have a motion from Vice Mayor Jones to approve item 3B. Do I have a second? I have a second from Councilmember Kavanaugh. Is there any discussion? Okay, please vote. The vote is 7-0 in the affirmative, and item 3B is approved. Ms. Crocker, do we have any requests to speak from citizens present?
No requests, Mayor.
There being no request, no other items on the agenda. I have a motion from the Vice Mayor, a second from Councilmember Summers. All in favor of the Suns beating the Lakers tonight and adjourning, say aye.
Aye.
Hey, thank you for voting out there. The meeting is adjourned and the Suns will beat the Lakers. Go Suns. Thank you very much.